Welcome, everybody. This is our first, I guess, hybrid executive committee, and we tend to have these going forward. So we're hoping that will improve the attendance and give us a little more coverage. So the first item is updates to the agenda. Does anyone have any updates?
Fred, I wondered if we could add on there just an update on what's happening with federal funding and how that's impacting overall operations.
Did you want a long-term picture of the last 10 minutes?
The last 10 minutes would be fine because that's probably the most accurate.
I'll add it under other business.
Thanks.
And motion to approve the agenda.
So.
Second.
Second.
Next item is approve the October 24th minutes of the executive committee. Jen sent them around. Hope had a chance to look at them. Are there any changes or comments on the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
Oh,
Oh.
Open mic.
Thank
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Next item is approved November, December unaudited financial reports. Those were circulated also. Any comments?
I move that they be accepted subject to audit.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 We're going too fast.
Well, I know.
I'm keeping up to
Keeping up to
I'm efficient.
That's great.
Next item is approve the fiscal year 24 audit reports and moved forward them to the full board. I read through the entire thing. I focused on the management letter and notes to the financial reports. There were some things they had comments on, but they worked them out with the staff prior to the conclusion of the audit. So, from that perspective, I am comfortable.
So the motion would be to forward it
To approve the have the executive committee approve forward it to the board.
Okay, so
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, now the fun one. Changes to the open meeting law.
Can I come around so they can see me?
Sure.
You want a piece of pizza?
No. Get through
Hello.
It's impolite to eat and talk.
I moved down here so you can see me, but our bylaws were last amended in 2010, so that's one reason we need to do some changes to the bylaw. But a bigger and more important reason, I think, is because of the changes to open meeting law. If we followed them to the T, we would almost ha never have a quorum for any of our meetings because the quorum is supposed to be 51% of your full board. And with a board of size of about 70 members, we would need 35 people or 36 people to come to a meeting before we get to take any action on anything. So what some regions are doing now is they're putting more of the they're making the full board more of an advisory board with a couple of exceptions, and then having the executive committee be responsible for the bulk of the work, like approving the budget and allowing things to move forward rather than, not having a quorum and not being able to act. So that's where we're at. And I don't know if anyone had a chance to look at the bylaw edits that I suggested for NVD's current bylaws, but we also got the bylaws from the Wyndham Regional Commission, which does exactly what we're hoping to do. And they said none of the commission, their commissioners really had any difficulty, and they understand why the changes were necessary. So I don't know if anyone has any comments at this point.
That is a smaller board, but they haven't had this in effect for a while, have they?
No.
Okay.
So in their region, they have each municipality has one member. Most of them are elected or appointed officials. Similar to what our board is, we allow two members if a community chooses. We're also different in the respect that all of the legislators are members of our board, which is unlike any other region. And then we do have a number of at-large members, and they usually represent an industry sector like healthcare or manufacturing or banking or something like that. So
how does that change the process for electing board members, or does it?
That won't change the process for electing board members or electing the executive committee either. But most of the normal responsibilities, like I said, budgets and things like that, will be approved by the executive. The full board can ask about any time for any of this stuff too, as well.
Yeah, so I noticed that their bylaws were from 2015. That's correct. So theirs are just about 10 years old, only 5 years younger than MVDA's bylaws. Is the only reason to change is there isn't a time frame, but just to make sure that we're with what's happening in the state level, any other reason why to change besides some of the details?
Given the age, they're now 15 years old, so there's probably some minor tweaks we can make to the bylaw, but I think the bigger one is the concern that we may not be able to achieve a quorum if we're following the open meeting law to the T.
Yeah. And I think we've talked a little bit about, is there something we can do as an executive committee to encourage more participation? And if there's towns surrounding where we are located, you know, could we go to the select board in those towns and talk about participation? Or, you know, how could we encourage a little more engagement to have that many people on our board yet have such little engagement? It's like, what can we do around that to try to up that number and a little bit? Just throwing some ideas out there.
Yeah, there's that piece to it as well. And I know, Cynthia, that you, Fred, and I, and Jennifer and Tina all talked about that.
Yeah.
We do have towns that don't always appoint a member, or sometimes they appoint a member who never comes.
Yeah.
And we can maybe be more proactive in trying to identify somebody within any community that would participate. That would help things.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a function in our current bylaws, there's a provision there that would allow us, if there's a vacancy in the town, we can appoint somebody from that town in the absence of the select board doing that. So we've never really acted on that. So
it's normally the selectman's choice of who,
yes,
is the NBDA board member. Okay.
Is there typical guidance that the member will be a member of the planning commission or the select board, or?
In our current bylaws, that's the case, yes.
I thought it was.
Yes, okay. Yep.
I know we had talked about it not being a requirement to be on the planning commission and be an NVDA member, but did that go anywhere, or is that part of this changes you're proposing?
I think that's part of the changes we're proposing. We haven't made any changes. I know this was discussed before.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes the most appropriate member to the board might be a town administrator or a town manager.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. At what point do you decide that the select board is not going to fill a vacancy or appoint someone who is going to come attend meetings?
Yeah, our bylaw reads, this is under municipal representatives, those member municipalities which have not appointed a representative within 60 days of the annual March town meeting shall be notified by the executive. And then the executive committee has the power to appoint a representative from that community.
Okay. And that's per statute, I believe.
Yep.
As per the statutes, Mark.
Okay. I got too many documents here.
So Dave, you had asked me what could be done so that I would be able to attend on a more regular basis. Working till 5:30 or so at night, and then it takes, if we're up in Newport, it's a good 45 or 40 minutes for me. And this has been really helpful just to have a hybrid. And I don't know if it's not ideal by any means whatsoever. But I don't know if that's a possibility with the board meetings at all.
Required.
It's required now. We have you have to have a physical presence, a place for a physical location, and then also the hybrid option.
Right.
Yep.
But Farley, I think I was the one who started the conversation because I said, just as you said, I really want to participate and be on this board, but I can't be in a car driving to Newport in December. You know, it's just one of those things. I guess I could, but I don't want to. So this hybrid really helps to me to balance work life.
Right.
Yeah.
And with the changes, I think it will be effective going forward. The executive committee typically is very involved and active, whereas the board tends to be a little more relaxed.
Know we had talked once too about possibly doing the executive committee meetings during the day. Is that an option at all?
I think it should be. I've talked to some of my counterparts, and some have like a maybe a morning meeting or even a early afternoon meeting. That way, they don't have to add onto their workday by going to another board meeting or a committee meeting.
That would make me happy. I know that.
Me
Well,
too.
I would be happy about that, but again, my schedule is so crazy teaching at the college, so I could never
Oh, sure.
guarantee. But I think that, I mean, for me, it's time for me to meet with the select board and say that it would be ideal if they could find somebody else, maybe who's retired or has a little more time than I do at this point. We did, I do have a, there is an alternate over in Craftsbury, Rudy Chase, and he also has found it challenging. You know, when I call him and say I can't make it, and then he can't make it, then we're, you know, in chat, it's challenging. The day may be, during a daytime meeting might be even a little bit more challenging. But the select board might be able to find somebody who would have a better attendance than myself.
What would be the ideal time for you?
For me, it would be well, closer to 6:30, but that makes for a long evening for folks. Yeah, I mean, it's usually what dinner is available, and then there's a meeting, and I would just have to miss the wonderful dinners that are offered. I am missing wonderful dinners, but I think that, and again, in a hybrid situation in the evening, it works for me. The board meeting, executive committee, you know, it would be a little bit more challenging. And if I could have an alternate to the executive committee, that would be ideal as well. But we're going to be, I just know that we're going to be some ha having some changes on the planning commission membership. And so it may be that we also find somebody on the select board or another appointed person for the town to step up as well.
So if nobody has any objections, I'll get with Dave if he needs me and do some changes and get them out to you to look at. Would appreciate any feedback you have. And these changes will make life a lot simpler for NVDA. Board meeting schedules and structure. That you.
Jennifer, do you have something that Tina put together?
I think we combined these two because I think this was
Yeah.
scheduled as far as when to have the meetings throughout the day.
Okay.
Or yeah, so I think we've covered it already.
Tina and I did kind of look around map-wise for some central places, and there's some good options. Unfortunately, none of them really can accommodate a large board meeting. So we're kind of Newport and St. Johnsbury.
With the college. We used to do the college quite a bit.
And the college, good facility.
Is this for the annual meeting, Fred?
Oh, just for board meetings. One of the things we've heard is I can't get there because it's not convenient. And we thought, if, okay, we had a central place, and there are probably places we could meet. We didn't really delve into it, but we couldn't have a nice dinner.
I think
Do
that's
you
probably going to be an issue regardless to the location. You know, there's always going to be somebody that can't
Right.
Yep.
make it. So,
Northeast.
Right. Yeah.
Where's the central location? Is that like Newark?
Actually, we look, but
in the winter,
a restaurant.
They don't serve chips up there.
You know, but thinking about the way, and maybe it's not us, but the next generation who are going to want to do this work, and we're going to want to encourage to do this work. Are they going to want to go out at night and go have a meal for a board meeting? I think we have to think about that. And those trends, because I, you know, it's really hard to get people to volunteer today, and then asking them to take an evening and include dinner and include all that. I really wonder if that would be appealing, or that would be a detriment to joining the board.
Right. I think a lot of the worse, I don't know if I want to call it successful, but active boards actually do daytime Zoom meetings, because most employers will allow that, you know, depending on, I mean, of course, with a college it's different because there's a schedule that has to be kept. But, you know, like for our bank, we encourage people to participate in NVDA and other organizations. And if they have to be out of work, it's allowed, you know, and I think that's more likely to get you younger people on the board, if that's what we're looking for, people who may take more interest and get more involved.
And then the annual meeting could be a big dinner.
Big to-do, right.
That's what I was thinking, just one large annual meeting for the full board, and then other meetings are this remote hybrid option, including the executive.
And it's so much work too for Tina, whoever has to do it, to put on those meetings, you know, when we have a dinner and it's expensive, and then you have people not come, you know, so it's just seems sort of pointless at some point. But
should we devolve some power to committees and then have a representative of that committee at an executive board meeting?
We could do that.
I'm just thinking of details that might take care of some of those concerns.
Yeah.
It would still need some kind of ratification from membership, but...
Yeah, Allison mentioned that the Town Plan Review Committee, which you've served on for so long, we need to, I guess, get more members for that, because members have kind of dropped by the wayside over the years. But that would be one idea of an instance of a committee.
Yes, and then a representative of that committee should present to the executive board or to the full board, depending on the timing.
Yes.
Sure.
And then years ago, Mark, you were on the energy committee when we had the industrial wind issue. And that, right. That could be another sort of committee if something like that ever comes up again.
I'm wondering if we can write in ad hoc committees when an issue comes up to that, you know, that would comply with statute and the needs of the agency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think an executive committee could form one, no problem. Just so you know.
Yes.
We need a committee to work on this energy project.
Right.
No report to the executive committee.
Okay.
That might engage more board members too. It might be a way to get people to show up if they were on a committee.
Yep. Good point. Well, good input. Thank you.
So Fred and I will take a stab at this and then get a draft in front of everybody for the consideration. So good.
Thanks.
Under other business, I have federal funding. So what do you know, Dave? I'm ignorant.
Well, as far as the federal funds that we're involved with right now, we had two grant applications into the Environmental Protection Agency, one for EPA brownfield assessment funds. That went in November. And brownfields is popular across all political persuasions, so I'm hoping that that doesn't get canceled out altogether. There was another $20 million application into the EPA to develop housing and infrastructure in St. Johnsbury. But I'm fairly certain that application is dead because it had some of the trigger words for the Trump administration, like climate, equity, and justice. So That was one of Biden's initial large programs that we applied to, and I know we're not going to get it. So that's EPA. We had some open grants with USDA, and they've told us to keep invoicing and drawing down funds when we can for our current projects. They're going to give out some advice on new applications because some of those are due at the end of this month. And then other funds, we had an EDA application in for Build to Scale, which was going to do some entrepreneur development and including a co-working space. EDA has gone radio silent. That was a 150 or I'm sorry, $1.5 million grant, half state funds, half EPA funds. So we're hesitant to spend any money because we're not sure we're going to get reimbursed. And it's been radio silent. So I'm not sure about that one. Our transportation funds, which we get from the state of Vermont, but they are federal funds, we're still allowed to move forward with that transportation planning work. So that's good. And the same thing with our funding from Vermont Emergency Management, and that's FEMA funding. But I'm guessing that's going to be cut in going forward from at the federal level. So,
some point, yeah.
Cynthia, I don't know what you're hearing in your consultant world.
Yeah, not hearing a lot. I was wondering, I was going to reach out like someone like Richard Amore, who is just brand new with the USDA. I don't know if he's still there.
No, he doesn't work there anymore.
He was let go. He was a probationary employee.
That's what I wondered.
Yeah.
And he's exceptional. So I was so excited that he had gone to the USDA.
Yeah. I'm a trustee at the Athenaeum, and we had a conversation with Richard because we have a number of large projects that need to be done. And the available funds they had was around $50,000. And that was for Vermont and New Hampshire. And that's kind of pre everything going on today. So I don't know that if it just hadn't been replenished or what the deal is going to be.
Okay.
And Cynthia, I know you've been working on the Northern Border Regional Commission projects. We do understand that they're going back to their normal round and taking applications. So there must be some feeling that funds are going to be available through that program. And that's just a four state federal program.
Right.
So that's essentially what I know as far as federal funds.
Okay. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
Very efficient meeting.
Well, there wasn't a lot of meat on it, so. Well, thank you all very much. Really do appreciate it. Glad we didn't keep you too long and keep you from anything. And we will see you soon.
Oh, I did. Before everybody goes, I did reach out to the full board once with the housing project that was proposed for the Orleans Industrial Park. That developer has dropped that project, so it's not happening. There was a lot of opposition within the community and from adjoining property owners. Yeah.
We should put a pig farm there.
Fred, remember you're being recorded.
We should end on that note.
Oh, it's agricultural, it's productive, and low maintenance. Not expensive to start up.
I think you had some chickens too.
Goats.
Smell of that.
Yep. And we can build a senior housing center right next to it, right?
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night.